This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, January 13th. Well, we got the crop reports behind us. Not a lot of big surprises in the market. Pretty much in line with what the trade is expecting. Let's take a look at those reports. First of all, for wheat, the big one, of course, was the winter wheat plantings. And we did see plantings be higher than last year, up 749,000 acres. So that was the big question. Initially, last fall, the market was expecting that acres would be higher. And then as we got later into the year, when we're looking at the crop insurance reports, it suggested that winter wheat acres could actually be down as much as a million. But they were up to 749,000 at 34.397 million acres. When we look at the breakdown, hard red winter wheat at 23.8 million acres, that was up 306,000 over last year. Kansas up 200,000 at 7.5 million. Texas up 100,000 at 5.6 million. Oklahoma was unchanged at 4.4 million acres. Colorado down 50,000 at 2.15 million acres. Montana unchanged at 1.95 million acres. South Dakota up 30,000 acres at 830. Nebraska up 10,000 acres at 930,000 acres. In soft red winter wheat, a total of 7.07 million acres. That's up 422,000 over last year. Ohio was up 120,000 at 700,000 even. Missouri leading the way at 880,000 acres. That was up 240,000 over last year. Illinois was up 60,000 at 730,000. Michigan was actually down 140,000 at 470,000. And North Carolina was up 140,000 at 590,000. In white winter wheat up in the PNW, we had total acres of 3.56 million acres. Washington came in at 1.8 million acres. That was up 50,000 over last year. Idaho at 760,000 acres. That was up 50,000 over last year. And Oregon at 730,000 acres. That was up 10,000 over last year. In the quarterly stocks report, we saw that wheat stocks as of December 1st at 1.39 billion bushels was down 31 million from the average trade estimate, and it was down 313 million from December 1 of 2020. Corn stocks were 11.647 billion bushels. That was up 45 million over the trade estimate and up 353 million over DEIS-1 of 2020. In soybeans, total stocks at 3.149 billion bushels, up 20 million over the trade estimate and up 202 million over the DEIS-1 2020 number. So we are seeing stocks building a little bit in the corn and soybeans. And that was, again, a little bit higher than what the trade was looking for. Now, the supply-demand report, we saw for wheat, USDA lowered imports by 10 million bushels to 100 million. They took feed use down 25 million to 110. Exports, they dropped 15 million at 825 million. Ending stocks were up 30 at 628 million. Average price at $7.15 was up 10 cents over last month. In corn, they took production up 53 million at 15.115 billion bushels. Ethanol usage, they increased 100 million, and that took it up to 5.325 billion bushels. Exports, they lowered 75 million at 2.242 billion bushels. Ending stocks, they took up 47 million at 1.54. For world numbers, we had Russian wheat production unchanged at 75.5, but they did lower exports 1 to 35 million tons. European Union, they raised production 0.2 million tons at 138.9 and took exports up a half a million at 37.5. In Argentina, they increased production a half a million tons to 20.5, and they took left exports unchanged at 13.5. Australia, they left production and exports unchanged. Production is at 34.0 million tons and exports at 25.5 million tons. In Canada, they also left everything unchanged, production at 21.65 million tons and exports at 15.0 million tons. And for the U.S., just to put it in metric tons, they left production unchanged at 44.8 million tons and took exports down 0.4 at 22.45 million tons. In corn, U.S. production, they raised 1.5 million tons to 384. In exports, they took down 2 million tons at 61.6. In Argentina, they took production down 0.5 million tons to 54 even, left exports unchanged at 39 million tons. Brazil corn production down 3 million tons at 115, and they left exports unchanged also at 43 million tons. In Ukraine, they raised corn production 2 million tons to 42.0 and took exports up 1 million tons at 33.5. In soybeans, they took U.S. production up 0.3 million tons at 128.7, left exports unchanged at 55.8. In Argentina, they took soybean production down 3 million tons at 46.5, and exports were down a half at 4.85. In Brazil, they took production down 5 million tons at 139 and left exports unchanged at 94 even. So a lot of numbers flowing into the market, and of course, everybody was on pins and needles waiting for these reports, especially zeroing in on production estimates out of South America. USDA did kind of follow suit with CONAB out of Brazil the previous day, but surprisingly, they just left Argentina alone. I think that for the most part alone, and I, you know, with the kind of weather that we've had so far in Argentina, you have to wonder, you know, I think it's pretty safe to say you're going to see some pretty steep drawdowns in production there as well. And so that remains to be seen down the road. In the meantime, you've still got the weather forecast calling for a pretty nice shot of rain coming through northern Argentina and southern Brazil. And that's been in the forecast for at least a week. It's still there. It's getting closer and closer every day. So it's about 5 to 8 days out, that system to move through. And I think that's certainly keeping a lid on the market. So we had price action yesterday. Corn dropped pretty hard. Beans dropped pretty hard. Wheat just dropped hard as well. But corn and beans managed to pop back up. Corn didn't really reverse higher, but it was well off its lows by the end of the day. Soybeans gave us an outside day higher on that price action. And in wheat, we just kind of continued to dribble lower. We've had our little two-day correction, and now the market's headed south again. But this morning, the market's backing off again. So, you know, we can't get any follow-through to the upside, even though we have strong closes and good chart formation still holding together in corn and soybeans. Export sales might have something to do with that. This morning, wheat export sales at 264,000 tons, 2 weeks in a row of just very poor numbers. It was within the range of estimates from 150 to 5, but it's still a pretty low number. In corn, export sales at 458,000, that was just below the low end of the range of estimates. In soybeans at 919,000 tons, that was within the range of estimates. So soybeans are doing fine, but corn and wheat really struggling here in the export arena. Now the dollar index has had a pretty good run here over the last month or so, you know, on the talk that the Fed's going to start raising interest rates. That has since taken a pretty good turn south. The dollar has really buckled here over the last few sessions. I would think that would help our export prospects, but we still see world prices that have gone kind of mixed. They really have kind of lost some of that upward momentum, and it's just, kind of a matter of time of getting back in line. These first couple weeks of January are always a little hairy. We tend to see a lot of farmer selling, and I'm sure that's part of the reason that the grains have sold off the way they have. You know, prices are good, and you know, farmers want to wait till after the first year, primarily for tax reasons, and that certainly appears to be the case. I would have thought that we would have put in our low on this crop report, especially for corn and beans, but again, we can't get any follow-through going today so far. So, you know, if you don't get some confirmation of the reversal up in beans, then you're stuck in this flat market. And corn has gone kind of flat as well in fairly choppy action, but it's basically just been trading sideways for a couple months now, especially the deferred contracts. And in wheat, market has really just kind of fallen apart. We had a rally into November, late November, Thanksgiving area, our time window, and ever since then, the market has, for the most part, just been working lower. We had a few days there in mid-December where the market snapped back up. It looked like we were going to resume that upward momentum, and then we've fallen apart again. So I don't know. Last week we seemed to stamp a low and the market kind of snapped back, but again, we haven't had much follow through. What little follow through we had has been erased here this week so far. So the wheat market's struggling and struggling to get any traction. Export sales have been terrible, and we certainly don't have any support coming from that arena. And we've lost our support from corn. You know, the corn market has gone flat, and with rains coming to South America, you're not going to rally the market. If you put in weather premium based on the hot and dry conditions, now you have rain coming, it's just going to stop the market. You know, clearly there's been damage. The market has yet to really, I think, factor all of that in, but it's not going to continue just to go up when you have such a consistent forecast for decent rains to come in. That'll, if nothing else, just stop the upward momentum and back off and take out a little of that weather premium, which indeed it has done. For soybeans, the harvest coming in the northern part of Brazil is fighting too much rain, and we're also finding yields to be notably less than what was expected. So that's been the driver of the soybean complex. And then, of course, in the southern part of Brazil, it's been hot and dry. So not an easy year for production in South America. And it has, you know, that story is not over yet. But again, the rains, I think, are just taking the wind out of the sail of this bull market. So we'll see what happens here over the weekend and into early next week if those rains evolve as forecast, and just what happens with price action. Longer term, the demand base for corn and beans is very solid, and I think those markets are still in an upward trend. For wheat, you know, it's pretty hard to continue to make the bullish argument when the market just keeps slamming. And, you know, we've got winter wheat acres that are higher than expected, but the condition of those acres are terrible. So you got to think that with the drought going on in the southern plains of the U.S., that the prospect for a big winter wheat crop, especially hard red, are slimming down. But again, timely rains can really change that course. But we still need to see those rains evolve, and they have yet to really show up yet. But it is dormant, and you know, we still have about a month before we get too worried about it. So, you know, the market's just going to pay sideways, I think. We've lost our upward momentum, taking out the swing lows from it mid-December has been an issue. The market seems to be hovering right around those lows, so obviously that's a pretty important price level. But again, upward momentum has just been quashed. So my guess is we'll just bounce along here, trading in a sideways pattern, unless you get really something going for corn, and then wheat will perk up. But I would expect that you'll still get some sort of upward momentum into early February, which is a strong seasonal tendency for the market to rally. But yeah, I doubt we're going to see test the highs from late November. I think we'll be lucky to test the highs from mid-December, frankly, because the market just has run out of gas. So if you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.